Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A day to celebrate moms.
Oh, yeah.
A day they deserve. And there's nothing too good for the woman who raised you or the woman you are raising kids with.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom
yeah.
is easy to take care of.
Yeah.
It's the mother of your children.
Yeah, that's the sticky one. Sticky situation. And there's sticky things that come up in a marriage.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So you're warning right now.
Right.
Mother's Day is a week from Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have anything planned and you want to do something, you better get it moving.
Yeah.
Now, I want my wife to have the nicest Mother's Day possible.
Well, that's the point.
She's a wonderful mother.
Yeah.
So we usually go out to brunch, and she has places she's always like thinking about going.
Yeah.
So I had three options that I had collected, and I was going to go to my wife and say, listen, I want you to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Tell me which one you like the most. So I do that the other day. And she tells me, oh, you know what? I don't need to go to brunch
this Oh.
And I go, oh, okay.
Out the hook.
All right. I go, what do you want to do? She goes, you know, I don't really want to do anything. I just want to have a mimosa, and I want to spend the day in the garden, and that's all I want to do.
All right.
Okay, you're an idiot.
Right. Perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
Who are you? You're not serious. Perfect. Yeah, sounds great, right?
Yeah,
sounds simple?
Yeah,
sounds
yeah,
super
yeah,
easy?
Yeah.
It's a trap!
What?
It's a trap, bro!
It is?
The second
yeah.
she says to me, I don't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like my heart was just like, buh, 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 buh. Like, what do you do? What do we do now? I'm in one of those movies where yeah. like, you know, I know there's a guy with a gun in the hallway and it's dark and I can't see where the guy with the gun
All
is.
Right.
But at some point, this guy with the gun is going to jump out at me and I got to figure out what I'm going to do here.
Okay. So you're on your own.
Look, Tommy, if it's this easy,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to end up in some kind of trouble.
Right. Because
she didn't ask for a gift. My wife doesn't really need anything.
No.
I could make breakfast, but she's going to want to be up early on account of the plants, and I don't want to keep her inside waiting on me.
Yeah.
So now I'm up creek without a paddle, and I have no idea what the hell I'm supposed to do here.
Hmm.
If your wife says she wants just a day to herself for Mother's Day,
yeah.
is the smart thing to do just that, 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Well, I mean, you got to get a read on it, right? I mean, if she's stressing
good call.
You know, and she's like, you know when the stress level hits 10, and maybe she does just wants to be left alone.
Okay, which is fine. I would get it. That sounds like an awesome.
But you're not, but that's like, not the only thing. You know what I mean?
What if if she wants to be alone, like send her off on like a spa day or something.
But she wants to go spend time with her plants.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
But you still have mm-hmm. to plan something.
Okay, so
she can go do the whole day yarding,
uh-huh.
yeah.
but then you're going to have to do dinner or out or something.
So
what if you helped with the plants?
I'm not doing that.
She don't want that.
No, and she doesn't she don't want it.
Okay.
I don't want it. Nobody wants
it. I'm just throwing
Nobody.
It out there.
And by the way, why would you even speak that into existence?
I would think like there may be some things that she could use some help on, but she knows you don't want to do it.
No,
so
it's not even
ask.
That.
Shut up.
He's going to go out there and make stupid jokes about everything.
Oh.
Everything's got to be the comedy club, right? Yeah, it's Wednesday night at the Laugh Factory, and he's going to be out there jerking and laughing around the broccoli.
We're talking about laughing and
jerking.
Jerking and laughing.
Yeah, no. She don't want your wise ass out there.
Okay, I don't want to be out there, so let's not even pretend she said something out loud where I have to go spend time with her.
Yeah, but you still got to step up and do nice.
Okay, so what is that then?
I think it's dinner. I think you blow off the breakfast, let her do that thing, and then because she's not going to garden all day. It's backbreaking. So at some point, she's going
to... No, you say my wife's not tough enough to go garden all day?
Oh. No, she's not.
I think she could. Look, so I got to take her out to dinner?
Dinner and cook dinner.
But like you just said...
Well, you could do a hell of a setup, and you could clean the house while she's gardening.
Okay.
She's out. She's out of the way.
Yeah.
You could clean that house.
Shut up.
Spiff it out nice.
Oh, you're such a
dick. And then cook dinner.
You're such a dick. I know what you're doing.
What if you do like a nice... And you can keep it simple, man. Italian. Maybe pasta sauce. Do that.
Okay.
Crush a little garlic.
I'm going to talk to Kimmy now.
Well, you don't like ideas that are...
No, because I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to give me the most work possible that you know I don't want to do.
Get a nice bottle of wine.
No, because like brunch was easy. Go to brunch. Here you go.
But she wants to be in the garden.
I understand.
You can't garden and brunch. Don't work.
No, I got that, and that's not going to happen. But here's the other thing, too. My wife, like, yells at me sometimes because, like, oh, I would like you to clean the house more. But then when I clean the house the way that I clean, she thinks it's not good enough.
Because you probably didn't clean very good. Okay. I know who raised you, bro.
Listen, I also have that problem.
All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do a gift, let's say I just do a gift.
Okay.
Flowers is standard.
Yeah.
But that's also underwhelming for, like, a day like Mother's Day.
But you should do, I wouldn't not do it.
Flowers. So get flowers. Is that enough? Yeah. Flowers is enough?
No. Okay, well, I remember my dad used to do this. It was all about the kids. Like, the gifts all came from the kids, even though he obviously bought the gifts. Does that make sense? Like, can't you just, like, put it on your daughters? Like, this is what our kids wanted to do for you today, or...
Okay, but that's the problem here, too, is, like, you know, back in the day, you know, the kids, when they were little, they always make, like, those stupid little things.
Yeah. Adorable.
Those nice little creative
things. Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Mm. It was an ashtray, now it's a coin holder. They didn't change what it was. You just can't smoke anymore, right?
But they don't want to, like, do something for mom.
Well, that's just it. They're old enough now where, like, whatever
they got to start stepping up.
It also has to be good.
Yeah.
So this could be a full three disappointment person situation.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're in this together, kids.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, the ladies are here.
Okay.
I went to my wife the other day. I had three places for brunch for Mother's Day. I want to know which one she wanted. She goes, oh, I don't want to go out to brunch. I just want to spend the day in the garden.
Mm.
And I go, oh, okay. She goes, I don't want to do anything. And that's a trap.
Yes.
That is a trap.
Okay.
252-WCMF. Kelly, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Good, Kelly, how are you?
Okay. So on your wife's behalf, I want to say she really does just want to be left alone. The thing is I say this every year to my kids, my husband, and they make it about them because they end up wanting to come over and, you know, making dinner, this, that, and the other thing. And it ends up becoming about them because it's, you know, they're making dinner for me. And it's like, that's intruding on my time. It's my day. I just want it to be about me, what I want to do. If I want to lay around and if I want to go out to the garden like your wife does, that's what we want to do. It's our day. We want to lay around in our pajamas, or if we just want to lay around and do our nails or do our garden, just let her be. Let her do her thing.
Why are you doing your nails? You don't want anybody over. See your hands.
What?
You're going to sit there and get... Are you going to have a spa day for nothing?
Listen, no, it's just whatever it is we want to do. It's not about you. It's our day to do whatever it is we want to do. That's
okay.
What I'm trying to say.
All right, so you're saying that she is genuine. Could you turn your radio down for me, Kelly? I'm sorry, I can hear myself.
I think it's speakerphone.
Oh, is it speakerphone? Yeah. All right, Kelly, I
got
to let you go, but thank
you.
Thank you for the call. I got to let Kelly go. I'm sorry. Because along those lines, Lisa writes us on Facebook.
Yeah.
She says, Duffy, do what she wants. If she says she wants time to herself, give her time to herself. All you guys overcomplicate things and make it harder than it has to be. All you have to do is listen to your wives. It's so easy for women to say that because you've never been burned by this.
I do think she wants to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think she would be disappointed if you didn't do something else.
Like, obviously.
I do think I'm with you there, like, you can't just leave her alone to do her stuff. Like, if nothing else, minimum, like, flowers.
Like, blow her off completely.
Some type of meal.
It's not blowing her off, though. It's what she wanted. Can I ask a potentially stupid question?
Yes.
Why not just say that, then? Why not just tell me that?
Well, because, I don't know.
Because that's how they be.
Well, Well, because if she, I don't know, because maybe there's a fear of telling you that she wants something more and being disappointed by it.
But by not telling me you want anything, you're going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. And when I bring up the point, like, maybe this isn't what she actually wants, and I'm not as it like my wife doesn't know what she wants, but she's going to be upset if there's nothing there. I have Kelly calling. I have Lisa writing, telling me, no, stupid. She told you what she wants. Give her that. Until Sunday night comes along, and every guy knows that moment in bed where it's like, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Nothing. I've already got my CPAP machine on. Right. I don't want to have this conversation.
Yeah, she's going to want recognition for her day.
Which is, I want to give her that. I want to give her that.
Like her favorite type of flowers and a card. Like, you got to at least show that you're acknowledging Mother's Day. And if she wants to be left alone, like, take the kids. I mean, does she find it adorable when, like, you take your daughters to go do daddy-daughter stuff?
Well, we do that all. It's not adorable anymore because it's like a regular part of the rotation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, go do your job. No, like, okay, so my brother has Mother's Day brunch on Sunday. So my wife always stays behind. On that one.
Okay.
Because I think she hates
my
family.
So do you do something for your mom then?
Well, we all hang out.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like I'll bring her like flowers or a bottle of wine or something. Like, that's what's so funny about this whole thing. Actual mom is so easy.
Yeah.
You will never disappoint your actual mom. It's mom of children that makes Mother's Day so
It's your lover that lets you down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not letting me down. Now I sound like a dick. I'm not trying to sound like a dick. I just don't want to disappoint her.
What age then would your daughters have to hit where they're now in charge of Mother's Day?
Because they're old enough now, you could probably push it off.
Well, not yet. They're probably not there yet.
They're 14.
Yeah, but they don't have a car to like go do stuff or buy stuff on their own. So you're still kind of on the hook for like bringing them around, planning
stuff.
But they
could come up with their own ideas at this point.
Oh, they could, but I got to pay for it. Wait. You're telling me there's going to be a point in my kid's life where they are old enough where I don't have to worry about Mother's Day at all?
I mean, that's kind of how my brother and I are.
I would start pulling back.
We do stuff for my mom, and like I'm sure my dad gets her something, but it's kind of more on us than my dad.
It's on you and your brother.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was a couple years ago, I nailed it for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I took my wife and my mom out to brunch for Mother's
Day. Oh, my God. It must have been lovely. You know, it's funny when you go out in Rochester, you always
see somebody. You always run into somebody. You know who I ran into?
Who would you say?
I ran into Kimmy's mom.
Wait, Miss Kimmy. And Miss Kimmy.
Yep, and Kimmy. No, she's not old. And Kimmy's dad.
Yeah.
And I ran into Kimmy's brother.
Yeah, you know what that was?
Kimmy
Easter.
Jr.
Was it Easter?
Yeah.
Easter. Why was I with my mom?
I don't know. But that was Easter.
But
we were at a different Easter.
Bottom line is this, you didn't go out with your mom.
Yes.
I did. I always do stuff for Mother's Day.
Okay. Well, that's great. I didn't know that I was getting off the hook.
I think you've got to start.
No, I think at one point your daughters will kind of be in charge.
Back. Yeah.
Okay.
She's already doing all the other stuff.
So I should go home to my daughters today and be like, listen.
Start planning, kids.
It's now on you. I have washed my hands of this
situation. I think you're within your rights to say, y'all old enough, step up.
Okay, are committed. You're trying to get me divorced. You want me moving
in? No.
12.
12 should. She's a smart kid.
She is. But what
this
are you
kid can
do
run circles around me.
What money do you have to spend on mom as a 12
no,
year old?
No, not so much that they spend their. But they both have money. These kids are richer than me, for God's sake.
Hey, that's not saying anything, stupid.
But they got.
He's doing the money.
They got to spend.
They also live rent free.
Okay.
I hear it's not even their house.
I feel like all you are doing this entire break is setting me up for disaster.
No.
Because it doesn't feel like as a father at any point in my wife's life I'm going to be able to be like, hands off, I'm not doing nothing. She's the mother of my children. I want to do something for her.
All right, if you want to. But every time we give you ideas, I'm not doing that.
Well, no, because you pick the stupidest ideas. Clean the whole house and make Italian food. Okay. I'm Irish.
I will say, like, I am surprised, Tommy, you seem to always have something planned for Mother's Day.
I always ask her what she wants to do, and I kind of work around that. But this year's like it's different because we got people coming into town.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do the switcheroo.
Oh, the old switcheroo.
Yeah. But I still got to do. And I do pretty good. Like, I do more than the kids.
Wow.
I ain't kidding you, bro.
Wow. You could tell his kids.
Daddy number one.
All right, listen.
I step up.
Your stepkids definitely don't listen to the show.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. We got more messages coming in. Again, my wife, when I went to her the other day and asked which place she would like to go to brunch for Mother's Day, she said she didn't want to go to brunch. She didn't want to do anything. She wanted to be left alone to be in her garden for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And that sounds super easy, but it's a trap. And I don't want my wife to be disappointed. I want her to know that I think she's a wonderful mother and she should be honored on this Mother's Day. And everyone is disagreeing. Ripped Van Winkle writes on Instagram, again, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Dude, she literally told you what she wants. Get her some champagne and OJ and take care of the kids, and you'll be fine. Okay. How long you been married, bro? How long you been married? You're going to go with that. Mark says the same thing. You're thinking too hard. Just be ready if she asks you for anything. Give her what she wants. That's the least you can do. But be ready. She says, bring me this. You bring it to her. Leave her alone. She don't want much. What am I? What, I'm like the National Guard now? Standing ready. At attention.
Give her a little bell to ring when she needs you.
You guys have the worst idea. No, because my wife's going to hear this and be like, I got you a bell.
You can do that for a day.
Yeah, be like a bellhop.
I don't want to know what my wife would have me do with the bell.
She would just summon you whenever she needs
something. Mr. Pat.
Boy. Oh, boy. Pardon me, boy. Do you have champagne and OJ? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, bring her a nice little mimosa while she's out there gardening.
Oh, okay. If you stepped up to the plate and surprised her, like,
picnic,
run around.
Backyard picnic in the garden?
Like, while she's doing that, you run out food, champagne.
Yeah,
lemon
she can eat
water.
Food and champagne while she has dirt and fertilizer all over her hand.
You could put it in like one of those mugs.
Yeah.
Stay nice and cold.
Brunch mug?
She can rinse off.
Okay.
A little buzzed gardening on Mother's Day.
That's a terrible idea. My wife's getting drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning. She's got
that
sharp tools in her hand.
That doesn't sound that bad.
And a bell. Get out of here. Get out of here. I'm going to stab you with this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, it's time to have a talk.
What's going on?
Who the hell knew so many people in the greater Rochester area were acting so dangerously around these?
Mm.
And it's a rule that's existed for like 80 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a big focus all over the news the last 12 months. They've had to establish new laws and implement new technologies to punish folks that are doing it. And still, this many people are putting kids at risk?
That much.
You're not going to believe it.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Don't drive past a school bus when it's stopped with the sign out. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it turns out maybe not so much. It's been a little over a year since the first school districts in the greater Rochester area started installing those cameras on the stop sign to catch drivers blowing through them.
So they're going to nail you immediately.
Yes. For those who are unfamiliar with the technology, it's much like those construction cameras where if the stop sign is out and you drive past the bus, it snaps a picture and you,
your plate.
You got it and you're fine. You get a ticket in the mail. Bang.
Yeah.
So as time has gone on,
yeah,
more districts have added these cameras on the buses. And today, we have some numbers.
What we got?
In the first 137 days of school this year,
yeah,
in just four districts in the greater Rochester area, there were 6,237 citations.
Wait, come on.
6,000.
That's insane.
6,237 in four districts.
So just nobody's stopping?
Tommy, that's an average of 45 school bus tickets a day in four districts just in the greater Rochester area.
God damn.
You know what I wonder? If these are, like, if it's one car going through at a time, or if, like, one car goes, so then other cars are like, well, that guy did it, and then they follow, so you're getting, like, multiple cars every time.
They're still doing
it!
Right.
I know. I can't wrap my head around that many a day.
Even worse!
That's, oh my, so it's got... And that's not the whole county. That's just four schools.
Four districts. Yeah. Four, it's not even four towns because it's one of them's East Irondequoit.
Yeah.
Doesn't so count West Irondequoit.
Right.
Okay. So, making it even worse.
Yeah.
The story says that not every school bus in all of these districts that counted this have cameras on them.
So, you lost.
Yes. Yeah, some, they pick and choose and you're running a risk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is going on? What is going on?
That's, I'm shocked.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Going even further,
yeah,
they break it down by district.
Mm-hmm.
So there were four districts that they used in the with these numbers. They used East Irondequoit, Hilton, Greece, and Webster. Tommy, from front to back, the worst to the best, how do you think those towns broke out? East Irondequoit, Hilton, Greece, and Webster.
I'm putting on the top of the heap, Greece.
Okay, you nailed it.
That makes sense.
Greece had 3,000.
Well, it's the biggest town.
Yeah, okay,
more traffic.
Half of them came through Greece, but on average, there were 28 school bus tickets a day just in the town of Greece. Okay, so Greece is one.
Right.
We got East Irondequoit, Hilton, and Webster left. We got.
All right. So your winner of the Eastern Conference.
Yep.
Would be Webster.
No.
What?
East Irondequoit.
More condensed.
Yeah, but Webster got two schools.
Yeah, I know you got it. Well,
true,
yeah.
But it's more spaced out, maybe. There's, right. Again, like I would just think like Hilton and Webster, not quite as much traffic flow.
All right.
So that brings down the number a little.
Now, in your defense, Tommy, they weren't that far off. East Irondequoit was at 1,077. Webster had just over 1,000.
Right. Okay.
And Hilton brought up the rear with 318.
A little sparse out that way.
Still a lot.
Okay.
Country school.
They put in the technology thinking this would be enough for people to stop.
Yeah.
Nope.
And they didn't.
Well, do you think people really don't know to stop?
There's no
you
way.
Have to. It's like
you would think. You would think,
big thing
but I
that
would
flats
just
out to stop.
But it if says you know, stop.
And it lights up.
I know, but I wonder if people are like, oh, well, the kid's getting in on that side of the school bus, so I'm just going to go around. I just can't wrap my mind around why
either.
You would chance it if you know better.
Well, I mean, okay. First of all, you know, ignorance is no excuse for breaking the law. Is that
no?
Famous
it's not. But I'm trying to figure out why there's so many people doing it.
But let's go past it. I mean, Kimmy, to your point. This has been a rule for like 80 years, right? Nobody is unaware.
If you ever rode a school bus, you knew the rule.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You would hear the school bus, hey, yo, over there, stop. Stop. So what do we do to fix this then? Because right now, the first ticket you get if you're caught on the camera is $250, and it goes up from there. But I don't think it's any points on your license.
Okay.
Do we need to stiffen the blunt?
I got a good one.
Okay.
What if the bus had like an extendable arm, like they do when there's a train passing?
Okay,
oh, like a crossing.
So like
gate.
if you want to go, you could go through it, but you're gonna damage your car in the process.
Okay, that's gonna cost a fortune, Kimmy.
I'm just thinking if you really wanted to physically stop somebody,
but how would that look on the side of the bus even?
And it would have to like roll out because if you had it up, it couldn't go under bridges.
Well, no, like it would just extend.
Oh, you're going straight out.
Shoot it out. Okay, but then it's you're gonna impale the bus driver. but the kids are saying.
I mean, the fact that it's a bus full of kids you could hurt should be enough. And that's not stopping people. So I don't know what else you can do except start, like, treating it like a speeding ticket with, like, points and licenses and stuff like that.
But, I think it would even...
You got to have it in a pocketbook.
But you would think $250 and then it going up from there would be enough
insurance,
to stop
people. People don't want to lose their insurance.
Okay.
So I think if you whack their insurance.
Okay.
What else can you do?
That's what I'm trying to figure out here. 252 WCMFR. We got some really smart people.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know. I mean,
what show are they calling?
There's no such thing as a bad idea when you're
stick
brainstorming.
Stick around.
Again, 252 WCMF.
Pit Pat's mom out there.
Oh, no. Five people just hung up. No. A story that comes down this week. In 137 days of school so far this year, in just four districts in the greater Rochester area, there were 6,237 citations issued for people blowing past the automatic school bus cameras. That is an average of 45 school bus tickets a day in just four districts in the greater Rochester area. So we had asked, how do you stop this?
What's the solution?
Jay might have it.
Okay.
He's on CMF. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy? Jay, you there? Oh, Jay, my fault, buddy. I'm sorry. Phones were down. Go ahead, bud.
There we go.
What's up?
Simple solution to all of this. Making a misdemeanor charge of endangering the welfare of a child every single time.
Okay, now, I don't hate the idea, but there are going to be those that argue that is far too extreme, Jay.
Don't endanger the welfare of my child.
Okay. Also, pretty good argument there.
So, yeah, it would be like...
I'm following a bus right now.
So, you'd be arrested.
Not that hard.
Okay, all right.
So, you would have to arrest that person.
Yeah.
And they'd have a court date.
Yeah, you would have to go to their home and, like, put cuffs on them, Jay.
Well, I mean, it's New York State, so they would just get an appearance ticket anyway.
Well, then that kind of blows up your whole theory that it would stop it.
Well, it's... You got to think it's the same people doing it over and over again. Because, like you said, the average common sense human being knows to stop at a bus.
Okay, I mean, that would make sense. But, like, as the price keeps going up, are people just not paying the fines? Like, what happens if you don't pay the fine?
No, they're not. These are the type of people who won't pay a speeding ticket.
Okay, but again, like, there's consequences.
They don't care.
Okay. Jay, thanks for the call, buddy.
Nobody wants to pay anymore.
No, I mean, I guess the question is, if you have a couple of these.
Yeah.
What is the consequence for not paying the fines?
Yeah, how do they even get their money if you don't pay?
Like, do they take your license away?
I guess, but...
Okay, good. We're just
I don't know.
Throwing stuff against the wall.
Yeah, I don't know.
252 WCMF. Mike's got a solution. All right, solve it right here. All right, Mike's got it. Mikey, you're on CMF. What's up?
Do it.
Yeah, so what I think is going on here is that, you know, with a regular yellow light on a stoplight, you pretty much know how long it's going to be on and when it's going to turn red. It's not really the case with a school bus. What's actually happening is people are just getting caught. The split second the thing turns red because they were hesitating, not sure if they should go through or not. It turns red, boom, that very second the camera's got them. So it's not really the people are being unreasonable. They're feeling like they're doing the right thing, trying to kind of like navigate whether to go through or not.
Okay.
And the very second the thing turns red, they're getting busted.
6,000 times.
I can kind of see what he's saying. Because you know how, like, if a school bus has a bunch of stops on one road, it's kind of slowly creeping. And if you're coming the opposite way, like, you could be crossing as that stop sign comes out.
Okay, but, like, it's...
That may account for some of them.
But the lights start flashing before the sign
right,
comes out.
Yeah,
starts lighting
lights,
up. Saying,
but I guess my question is, are the lights flashing the whole way down the road? So, you know, I don't know. I could see how that could happen.
Okay. All right, so, Mike, you're saying that the numbers are inflated based on people not knowing when they are allowed to go past the bus.
The second the light starts flashing red, people aren't allowed to go past. But it's kind of unrealistic to think people are going to be able to stop on a dime like that.
Okay,
people
they're not stopping the bus on the highway.
Yeah.
You're not doing 70. You know what I mean?
If a bus is sitting there with a yellow light on for 30 seconds, you're going to go past it, right? You're not going to sit there.
Wait a minute. You're telling me if I'm driving up on a bus and I've got 30 seconds and that thing's lit up, I got plenty of time. I'm going to stop.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's not. There's no way with those numbers that it's a mistake. You know, they're just clipping me at the end.
All right. Well, here's the thing. There's more people coming to the defense of themselves in this.
Okay.
Like, we got Armand here. He's on CMF. Hey, Armand, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man? I'm not coming to the defense of myself. but I like to defend myself and say...
That is literally coming to the defense of yourself, Armand.
The last two callers. A lot of times, man, I got to speed him a school bus ticket because the school bus is sitting there. I just got off the expressway. I'm on a 40-mile-an-hour road. And I can see it. It's sitting there with the yellow one. I'm like, okay, it's just sitting there. I'm doing like 47, whatnot. Still driving. Soon as I get up to the school bus, the red come out. And I'm like, there's no way I was stopping. $250 to the state, $25 to Greece School District. And I'm just like, what the?
How I don't get the defense there. I mean, you got popped, Armand.
Well, he said it was yellow until okay. It wasn't.
It was yellow until that's how lights work, Armand.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, the school buses, they sit there. They, like he said, they sit on the side of the road or they drive around with their yellows on. And it's like, oh, let me just drive 10 miles an hour and wait for this bus to stop. No, I got places to be.
I got places to be. I got places. I'm not here to defend myself.
I got another one. The other guy talking about, oh, endangering the welfare of a child. Meanwhile, he's driving. He's driving.
Also, yeah, I'm glad you caught that. I'm glad I wasn't the only one that caught that.
Come on, bro. You're talking about you're extreme. Calm down a little. You're pissing me off early in the morning.
Armand, the police are at your door. You're under arrest. Thank you for the call, buddy.
Oh, man, it's too late.
Armand, see you, buddy. What am I supposed to do? Stop?
Stop.
All right, we got lots of messages coming in on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Again, if you're just joining us, numbers we got this week in 137 days of school so far this year, just in four districts in the greater Rochester area, there were 6,237 citations issued for people running past stop sign cameras on those buses when they come out. That is an average of 45 school bus tickets a day in just four school districts in the greater Rochester area. Lisa writes us on Instagram. She says, my son's friend got two of these tickets in Greece, and he's an Athena student. Idiot kids. They know the rules. They just don't care. All right, that's a good question. How many of these are kids like coming out of the school?
I never thought about that.
I mean, it doesn't make it any better.
No, and they should know they know how it works because they've been on the bus.
Yeah, but they're also stupid kids.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not giving.
But that's still like I'm just blown away by that number of 6,000.
I know.
100 and something days.
Vex Patriarch tweets at us. We had asked if you get points on your license.
Yeah.
He says you get 5 points on your license for passing a school bus in New York. Is that with the cameras too? Because you're supposed to get points on your license for speeding through a construction site.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
I don't believe they gave points on licenses for those automatic cameras.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was just a fine.
Yeah. 252 WCMF. We're talking to some dudes.
All right.
It's always better to have a lady's opinion.
Yes.
Let's talk to Ashley. She's on CMF. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, so I live on Elm Grove, which is a pretty busy road, and in some spots it's two lanes, and people pass my kid's bus stop like 4 or 5 times a week. I constantly have the bus in front of my house honking at people that are blowing through the lights, and I think just the two lane spot, people think, well, the bus is pulled over to the right, so I'm good, and they just drive right through, but that is obviously not the case, still pretty dangerous. I've talked to all sorts of representatives about it, like no luck getting any sort of movement. Spencerport doesn't have the cameras on the buses, so people just blow right through them, and it's not a problem.
Hmm. I mean, you would have to think, Tommy, with these numbers, that it's just a matter of time before every district has these
cameras.
Yeah.
Right? Man. I mean, ugh. All right, well, Ashley, I hope the kids stay safe. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
But, like, the situation she describes for sure just makes me think, like, people don't understand. Like, oh, two lanes, I'm going to go past. Like, they got that lane, so I just think people are oblivious.
Oh, you're just making up laws in your head.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and it could be that, too.
Yeah, they don't count the outside lane.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. Like, you know, we talked about the 6,000-some-odd tickets in 137 days. We talked about the 45 tickets a day on average just at Fort District. Mm-hmm. But what makes this even more insane...
What's that?
It doesn't include weekends, and on the whole... School buses are rarely running in the middle of the day. They do not run in the evening. This is only like a six-hour block in the morning and the afternoon. So, like, all of this is happening
in
a 5 to 6 hour, two separate periods in the day.
But it's all rush hour.
Too, you would think so? Yeah.
I mean, right, it's all,
Okay, by the way, I am Ian writes us on Instagram.
I am Ian?
I am Ian. What did you? I said Ian. What are you?
I thought you meant like Ian.
Yeah, a guy. Yeah, a guy.
Bad part.
He says, regarding the school bus discussion, yeah. The yellow lights mean reduce your speed. Red lights are about to come on. Seems pretty simple to me.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah. But I see those lights coming on. I'm just going to stop.
I'm with you?
Yeah.
All right, let's take one more call. Right. Let's get one more lady in here, 252-WCMF. Jesse's got the last word on CMF. Hello, Jesse.
Hi, it's Jackie.
Jackie, nobody cares. Hello, Jackie.
I know, right? I live in between Williamson and Ontario, and we travel Ridge Road. And some of the things that I see are, like, they'll stop at one house and then go to the next house and go to the next house and go to the next house.
Well, that's how buses work, Jackie. I mean...
No, I get that, but, like, it's literally, like, that you can't make one stop, and they pulled somebody over because by the time the bus got down to them, they were past, but they weren't moving. They were past where the stop was. So instead of having 20 stops at every single driveway every 2 feet, maybe there could be, like, one spot for them to go. And they literally rode with the yellow all the way down. So we were all like, do we go? Do we not go? Wait, we're stopping again. We're stopping again. What do we do?
Okay, Jackie, let me ask you two questions.
Run over a kid, man. I'm frustrated.
Two questions.
No, definitely not. I'm a mom. So, like, I can.
I'm a mom. I don't run over kids. It was a joke, honey.
I have five kids in school, and, like, I can see both sides. Like, it's frustrating when you're like, why do we have 900 stops on one road? Can't we make, like, a couple places?
What's the speed limit there?
On our road.
On humor?
What's that?
Ridge Road.
45, right, you said?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Maybe is there a certain speed limit where you can't have, like, one bulk school bus stop?
Is there a sidewalk, too? Because that could also be a factor in why they stop at every house.
There you go. Maybe you should write your congressman. Find out, Jackie.
Yeah, no, it's just something to think about. I felt bad for the guy because it's not that he was doing the wrong thing. It just, you happened to be in the wrong spot. You moved a little bit, and the red sign came out.
All right, well, Jackie, thanks for the call.
No time for jokes, Pat.
You were so offended that she didn't like your joke.
Well, exactly. You're not going to get like it. She didn't even get it. Like, I was endorsing running over children.
No, the best comedians get angry at people for not laughing at their jokes.
It was a joke.
Guys,
it was
I killed.
A joke, guys.
What the hell, man?
Yes, we don't have time for jokes in this place.
I killed last night. The crowd sucked. That's what happened. Yeah, absolutely.
That crowd.
Make a break.
Let it go.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills fans telling you they knew it.
Oh,
it was coming. Okay. Told you. And it's just a matter of time before we see the Bills of today looking like the Bills of old.
Damn.
Except when you actually read the description of what these are, Kimmy, it may not be what everyone assumes they're going to be.
Yeah, I was hoping you could explain this to me, but it sounds like you're just as confused.
Okay, I have an idea. And if what I think is happening is actually happening, I don't think it's good.
Okay.
You hang it out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. It was confirmed this week. Your Buffalo Bills will have a new uniform next year.
So another, like, is this like one of these rotating?
Yeah, it's an alternate.
Right.
So yeah, the ones that they have that you normally see, that'll be their straight-up uniform.
But what are they coming up with now?
The Bills are going to take part in what is called the Nike Rivalries Uniform Program.
What the hell is all that?
The Bills are one of eight teams that will get a single new uniform for a rivalry game next year. So the Bills, the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Pats were also chosen. Mm-hmm. So we don't know which team they will wear it against, but they say they will wear it at home for one game next year.
What's the point?
Sell more jerseys. Yeah.
But what's it going to do for anybody?
Bills fans are actually super excited about this.
So does a team that's coming have a different uniform too, or are they in their regulars?
It looks like they're going to be in their regulars unless they wear an alternate that would also match up with this new one that you're doing.
Okay. But it's not a throwback. This is something completely new.
Well, so let's talk about that. A few weeks ago, we discussed how Bills fans wanted the old Super Bowl red helmet uniforms back.
Take it back to the early 90s.
And it was perfectly appropriate, Kimmy, because it's the last year at the stadium. And when the Bills higher-ups were asked about bringing those uniforms back, they didn't say no.
Okay.
So Bills fans saw this, and they go, this is it. It's happening.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to read you a description from the NFL and Nike as to what these new uniforms are. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, each participating team will wear a unique uniform with designs rooted extensively in local community insights. The designs have been brought to life by pulling inspiration from the history of each market and aspects of the community.
So the art on the helmet or the jersey is going to reflect the history of the community.
And the team at the same time.
What the hell is that? That sounds so confusing. Like, you wouldn't even know what I'm looking at.
All right, Kimmy, while he rambles, and continue to ramble.
What, is it going to be like Niagara Falls on the helmet?
I mean, or a chicken wing
big
or something.
Big chicken wing helmet?
Big chicken wing.
That sounds so dumb.
You'd sell a lot of chicken wing helmets.
You would.
Yeah.
Kimmy, does this sound like the Super Bowl uniforms to you?
No, it sounds like something new and different. I almost think it's going to be, because you know how sometimes they really overdo it and they try to make it like futuristic looking? Or something we've never seen before.
Sounds
I
ugly.
Think it's going to be something like
it's
that.
It's going to be ugly.
Okay, so here, okay, let's not.
We don't know. You don't know.
Well, look, to Tommy's
let's not jump
point.
To conclusions. Well, here's what the Bills kind of have working for them. You know how, like, some teams will do these jerseys and they'll throw it back to, like, a color or something that they've that they used to use, like, way back in the day?
Okay.
Like, at least there's no, like, ugly colors you could throw in there because the Bills don't have any history of ever using anything like that.
Okay, right? So let's talk about that.
Okay.
It seems that the NFL is doing what the MLB, Major League Baseball, and the NBA have done the last couple of years.
They
have what they call, one of them calls them the City Connect jerseys. And it's exactly what this is, right? Mm-hmm. It's a history of the team and something about the community. And most of these jerseys are ugly
sin.
So what's like on them?
Whatever you could think of.
All right.
Like, for example, the Nuggets last night.
It's Denver.
They wore one of them. And it's just the number 5,237 or whatever it is. It's feet above sea level.
Oh, God's sakes.
Like, the Miami ones stand out to me. Didn't they make those look really like Miami Vice?
Yeah,
the ones in the NBA.
I like those ones.
Yeah, they're kind of cool.
But, like, the Major League Baseball ones, most of them look terrible, and you brought up the color thing. Well, the Boston Red Sox, they're, like, city jerseys.
Yeah.
Were yellow and blue.
Yeah.
For
didn't
what?
Make any sense.
It has something to do with, like, Patriots Day.
With the history.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But they look like the UCLA Bruins because they have that B on their
caps. Oh, yeah.
It's very strange. Like the Washington Nationals, for example, what's the flower? The cherry blossom.
The cherry blossom.
Okay.
So like their uniforms were cherry blossom uniforms. The hat had cherry blossoms on them.
Okay.
So this, I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but this doesn't sound like the red Super Bowl helmet. This sounds like we're going
to
get.
It's going to be something that relates to Buffalo.
Yeah. Or Western New York in some way.
So are you excited about the potential or are we scared?
I'm scared. I don't like this.
Yeah, it just sounds like a waste of
it. It does seem like it goes wrong more than it goes right when the NFL tries to do stuff like this. Like, the only thing I think are those color block uniforms where they literally had an issue with people who were colorblind watching it on TV.
That was the old red outfit.
The color rush.
When the Bills played the Jets, the Bills were all in red. The Jets
they looked
were
like
all
they were in
green.
Their pajamas.
Yeah, but the NFL did do a service to 25% of men in America. Because there were actually, this is a true story, there were lots of men that night that watched that game and for the first time in their life realized they were colorblind.
And didn't do a damn thing about it.
No, but after that game, we discovered that 25% of men in America are red, green, colorblind. Yeah. And a lot of guys didn't know they were watching the game. They're like, oh, why do they look exactly the same? 252 WCMF. It's been confirmed the Buffalo Bills are going to be part of the Nike Rivalries uniform program this year. They're going to have a new alternate uniform that they will wear one time for a home game against, it seems, one of their rivalry teams, but this doesn't sound like it's going to be the old Super Bowl red helmet. It sounds like it's going to be something new and interesting. Tommy hates it.
It sounds pointless, and like you said, it's just a way to sell jerseys.
That's the NFL is a way to sell.
How much money does this league need?
Sell
all
jerseys.
Of it?
It also kind of puts if they're on a nationally televised game, like you do, kind of tune in to see what's going on, right?
Unless the jerseys
maybe
are ugly
more
as
eyes
sin.
On you.
I will say this. There is one NFL team that made a terrible mistake with one of their alternate jerseys.
Yeah.
The Seattle Seahawks a couple of years ago went with those electric green,
oh, yeah,
all one color uniforms. When they wear those, I can't watch the game.
Really?
It bothers my eyes that much.
Really?
Like, it really bothers
me. All right.
So, like, if these are ugly as sin, it could also detract from people watching the game. Right?
But I guess if it's ugly, you'll tune in to see how ugly they are.
Yeah.
All right.
I kind of thought the NFL was above this.
Like, they should be, because, like I said, man. You're like the class of all these leagues.
Yeah.
You're number one.
No, I mean, Kimmy, they were above,
in like a traditional sense.
Yeah, like, you know, you've been around for so long and you've got so much history, even for the newer teams. Yeah. There hasn't been a new NFL team in 20 years.
Yeah, they don't, usually don't, they never stray too far away from the original.
Yeah, exactly. And like when they do, you notice it.
Yeah.
Like even the silliest uniforms, like the Bumblebee ones that the Steelers wore.
I was thinking of like that, that was a throwback. Tampa Bay Bucks.
Love those jerseys. Yeah, that's it. They're throwing back to history. Right. So like, yeah, it's ugly, but this is what they used to wear. Yeah.
Right, and that's a little interesting.
I agree with you. So we'll see. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're all freaking out and it will be the Super Bowl helmets with like a chicken wing patch on it or something. I don't know.
Okay.
That'd be pretty cool.
A salute to chicken.
Because that's the other thing, too. Like, when you talk about Buffalo, the history of Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what that would be.
Well, there's a lot of,
McKinley
like,
McKinley get shot.
I was like, assassinations.
There's a lot of Native American history in the area. I don't know if you'd do something with that.
Okay. I mean, that would be a little penance for what happened with the Washington franchise for all those years. Right. But again, it's not like the Bills bring that up a ton.
No. But if you're going to, like, deep dive into the area you come from.
But I guess you can't too deep dive because you'd have to explain the things on the uniform.
Yeah.
Right? You should
be. It's
going to
be too confusing. It is.
No, I can't have a take because you just take it so far.
No, because it's so. What would that be where you, if I have to explain it every time, it's no good.
Well, Niagara Falls makes sense. Chicken wings makes sense. Everyone knows that immediately. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else.
I don't know, like, how you could symbolize that on a helmet other than putting like the actual thing on a helmet.
You know what? You want to talk about weird color?
What?
You could do a buffalo wing sauce colored uniform.
No, don't do that.
Which would be what?
Like an orange, like a red-orange color. Right. That I might actually.
No.
All right, hold on.
You can't make it food related.
It's too clowny and they would never do it. But, Kimmy, if they did like an orange-ish.
No.
Like the jersey they have now. I'm looking at Josh right now behind Tommy.
Yeah.
The orange-ish uniform, white helmet, chicken wing with the celery coming off the side.
It's too confusing.
I'm in. I'm all
with the
celery's
thing.
Yeah, but it's orange. I might be in on that. I might be in on that.
I don't know.
That sounds like something a fat guy would come up with.
Yeah. Hello. Have you met Bills fans? We eat and drink. That's all we do.
I was thinking like an anchor or something like water themed. That also goes back to the anchor bar.
Oh, because, yeah, you got the chicken wings. You got
the lake.
Warships there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you got all that. You could go with some kind of like naval.
Brothers?
Yeah, you go with the naval thing.
Yeah.
Wait, the Sullivan brothers aren't from here.
What? Who were the five guys that died?
They're from Iowa.
Who were the five brothers that died? Oh, maybe their ships are there?
Maybe
that,
the ships are.
Well, no,
but
the ships sank.
Yeah, maybe not great. Let's not put a sinking ship on our helmet.
No, so the Sullivan brothers, all five boys got lost in the war on one ship. But they were from Waterloo, Iowa.
Why are they in Buffalo? Why is there a memorial? Are there other brothers that died?
I mean, there may have been, because that's when they came up with the Sullivan Law.
Yeah.
After World War II.
Yeah, we've all seen Saving Private Ryan, man. We get it.
I know.
We all got it.
All right.
See, the sun is warm. When you go outside, it touches your skin.
It's just the ships here. That's the only connection.
Oh, the ship named for the brothers.
Yes, yes, yes. The ship named
not
for the
one
brothers.
That sunk.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
The Japanese took care of that one.
It's just, that's the only. There's no connection to the actual brothers here.
Okay, let's take a break.